Okay, now we're recording.
So I got to the east side of Commerce City. I noticed there was a couple gangs on the northeast side. And then I was ministering to one of the gangs on the south side. And they were telling me that, he said, "Hey, Sonny, all of us are wanting prayer, man, because we have a lot of family members." That leader's name is Marty. And he said, "A lot of our families are sick and to going through a lot of things." And he says, "If you notice, we don't have any more weapons on us." And I go, "Yeah, man, I noticed that." He goes, "You've been telling us about Jesus for a long time, man." He says, "It's time for us to go home. But we don't want to go home unless we have Jesus in our hearts, man. Just like what you told us. We want our hearts transformed, man. Will you pray for us?" And there was 38 guys in that gang. And they're like, they're all lined up, ready to get prayed for. And they had been there at the park from 9:30 in the morning waiting for me to show up. Because they didn't want to go home until they were ready. And some of them were crying because they were excited to go and see their families, you know. And I said, "Yeah, man. I mean, God has never left you. He's always standing by you. He's always waiting for your heart to open up." So they accepted the Lord. I baptized them. I laid them in back of the bed of the truck so their heads are kind of at the tailgate. And I poured water on them because there was no water, there was no pond to go swimming. I couldn't get access to a swimming pool, but I baptized them that way. And they all got baptized, and they were just crying. They were excited, and they were starting to call their families, you know. And then the families started showing up, and then those families that they didn't, some of them were Christians, but some of them weren't. But they saw the difference in their son, and they're like, "You know what, my son made a commitment like that. I want to make a commitment like that to Jesus Christ too. Like, will you help us?" And so I led their families, the ones that weren't Christians, to the Lord. But the families that were Christians that showed up, they helped me pray with the other ones. And it was beautiful, man. So then Marty goes, "Sonny, that gang that's over there on the northeast side, they stuck up for you, man. And they got in a fight with another gang that was another gang, that leader's name was Gilbert. And Gilbert was looking for me to hurt me. Because they didn't want to hear about Jesus. And the cartels kind of have control of them. Like, that guy, he tells you about Jesus, we're losing business because a lot of them are going to Jesus and there's nobody selling our drugs, you know. It's like, you see that guy, just beat him up or whatever you want to do to him. Hurt Sonny so he gets out of this city." So when that Gilbert was telling the other guy, it's like, "We got to find out where Sonny is." So when he got to the park and told that other gang, and he said, "Hey, man, what's your name?" He goes, "My name's Raphael, man. What's yours?" He goes, "My name's Gilbert, man, and I'm looking for Sonny because I'm sick of him. I want to hurt him." Like, he goes, "You're not going to hurt Sonny, man. Sonny's amazing. That guy, him and Blue Mustang, they feed us breakfast. They feed us all the time. They tell us about Jesus, but, man, they care about us out here, man. It's like, well, you're not going to hurt him." So then they got in a fight. And Raphael's gang was totally outnumbered. They only had like 24 guys, and the other gang had 39 guys. No, 49 guys.
Oh my gosh.
So they were
double,
and they were losing. So Marty gang showed up and noticed that Raphael was in trouble. So they jumped in and beat up that bigger gang, and they all took off. The bigger gang just left because they were losing. And then he went up to Raphael and said, "Hey, man, what was this fight about, man? What was going on?" And he says, "I stuck up for Sonny, man. That guy's awesome. Like I was looking for Sonny to beat him up and kill him or something. And I told him, you're not going to do that, man, because Sonny's cool. Him and Blue Mustang, they feed us, man. It's like, what are you guys? No, you're not going to do that. So then we got in a fight. So when I got there, those guys were just cleaning themselves up. They were, because the fight was, it was pretty brutal. None of them got stabbed or anything, but they got hit with clubs and stuff. And so I went over there after all the families left, you know, and they all gave their hearts to the Lord. I went back over there and I had breakfast burritos for them and a bunch of snacks. And I said, hey, man, how's it going, Raphael? He goes, dude, you're alive, man. I said, yeah. I said, I heard what you did for me, man. I said, you really don't even know me that well, but you stood up for me against a bigger enemy that was your outnumbered 2-1. He goes, yeah, man, but you know what? You're worth it. Like, you tell us about Jesus. And me and the boys here, we're talking. We want to give our hearts to the Lord, man. We heard what Marty did, man. He gave his heart to Jesus. And like the boys went over there and were watching what you guys were doing over there. You were praying and you were praying for their families. And he goes, we've already started calling our families, man, because we're done with this kind of life, man. We want to do something other than this. He goes, but we're willing to lose our lives because you're out here saving lives. So we would have lost ours on a big fight, you know, protecting you, then so be it, man. He says, but you guys are amazing. You and Blue Mustang, you feed us and everything. We're not gonna let nobody hurt you, but we wanna go home, man. But will you pray for us? And here are these guys, they got roughed up pretty good. But yet they came to a point in their lives like, we're willing to fight for you, but can you pray for us? Because we want to go home. And that's when I lost it. I started crying because these boys don't really even know me. But see, I showed them the love of Christ by not only feeding them, but giving them the word of God, the true meal, you know. And they're like, we were willing to defend you, man, to the end, no matter what, man. You're amazing. Like, you were worth it, brother. Like, but now we're ready to go home. But we want to accept Jesus Christ before we go. And there, some of those boys were crying already. So I didn't notice that Marty was coming over with his parents and his two sisters and brother. And they came over and helped me pray with those two gangs, and it was like, it's just amazing what God did. It's like,
here, two gangs? Was there total three gangs then?
Total, yeah.
Oh wow, okay.
But the gang, the bigger gang, the 42 or 44 gang, they left. Mm-hmm. They didn't want, they got beat up pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
By Marty gang, yeah. and Raphael, and they said, you know what? It's gonna be awesome to go back home. But I didn't want to go back home with an angry heart because of what my dad, you know, did to me. And he always beat me up because every weekend I hated it because he used to be a drunk, you know. And he goes, there's no way I was gonna go home like that. But if I can show him a Jesus, maybe he'll stop drinking. And then when his dad, Raphael's dad, got there, he's been sober for 4 years because that's how long Raphael's been gone from home. He goes, I haven't drank one beer, whiskey, nothing. When you left, my heart was shattered. Like, I had to change because you left because of me. And he was asking for forgiveness and they were crying. There was a lot of forgiveness going on, and it was beautiful to see. But the true thing was, they said, I didn't want to go back home until my heart was ready, and I gave it to Jesus Christ. I don't want to be angry anymore. I don't want to say the wrong thing anymore. I want to follow the Lord. And again, the families that showed up on those two games, some of them weren't Christians. At least 60% were Christians, but the other ones weren't. But again, those families that were, they helped me pray for those that were coming. And we had, I couldn't tell you how many people were there. There were at least over 150 that showed up. That was families that were coming. Like one family member called the other one, hey, Raphael gave his heart to Jesus Christ. He's at this park over here. We got to go and just love him and welcome him back to the family. And everybody was coming. Pretty soon that park had a lot of people. And all the food I had was gone. But it was okay. It was enough to feed them all. So, all the gang members anyway. And it was just, God is so faithful. I never give up on them. Even if they hurt me, I still tell them Jesus loves them, no matter what they do. But I haven't been hit. I haven't been, every time I show up, pistols have been put down, like, even gangs that don't even know me. And it's through Blue Mustang's prayer and Terry Bird, like, these guys pray for me. And, oh, God protect me, and there's no weapons drawn against me. And they put them away. This summer's been amazing, because my body's actually feeling better. It's been healed up, like, it's healing up really good, because I've been hurt, not even in Chicago, New Jersey, New York. I praise God for that. So keep praying, because there's still gangs out there that need the Lord, and that I'm never going to stop.
That in here?
Mm-hmm.